Great Country Q94. Lori Wilde here on this Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, isn't it? I'm all confused on what day it is. And you know what? For the first time since pre-pandemic, I have friends in the studio. Like, yes. We have station visitors back, and I am really, really excited about this. So welcome to the Q94 studio this afternoon, The Woods.
Hey, yo, how you doing?
Hey.
So take a second, and there's three of you here. I have three friends with me today. How exciting. Like, I mean, the studio has been very empty. In the mornings, it's just me and Gabe. It's good to have friends again.
Good to be here.
Yeah.
I'm Leland.
Dan.
And I'm Raquel.
And you guys are The Woods, which is... I got to hear the backstory on how you came up with The Woods, because I did spend my weekend in the woods. So.
And I bet you felt a whole lot better after being in the woods, huh?
I really did.
Yeah. That's kind of where the inspiration comes from. I mean, you feel pretty good when you're in the woods, and we wanted our music to have that sort of impact on people. And maybe after you listen to The Woods, you feel a little better about yourself anyway.
Oh, it's so inspirational. Did you really think of that? Like, is that?
And it sort of matches our whole acoustic, rootsy thing that we got going on. So it's all encompassing.
Mm-hmm. There we go. So you guys were in Nashville. This little thing called COVID-19 hits, little pandemic. And it almost kind of, from what I understand, brought you together, though. So talk a little bit about how you formed your trio.
Yeah, we all knew each other from circles of musicians in Nashville, and we were friends. And Dan kind of had the idea for this act and the vision for it to do a three-part harmony group. And one day after we went to the lake, we were hanging out, and we ended up jamming together and really liked the chemistry and the way we sang together. And we began our search for the third member, which during the pandemic, we started doing live streams just to do something, to play music, to feel connected. And Raquel ended up sitting in with us and singing the high harmony. We thought we were going to have a guy for the third member.
Classic.
And
they didn't know they needed a woman.
No. They never
and
do.
We
never
did
do.
It, and we do.
Until they find one.
And
classic man.
Our voices just really clicked from the beginning, and we kept it up all through the pandemic. We called it our World's on Fire live stream, which we did every week. And we still do it every week. We call it the Time Well Spent live stream now.
Oh.
Trying to turn a page here.
Yes, I appreciate that. I think everybody wants to turn a page.
But from that point on, you know, every week we just got tighter and tighter, and the songs got better and better, and now here we are.
So you were all, in, you know, working independently in Nashville before, and then kind of came together. So you all have your own separate backgrounds, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Not a family band, so yes.
Yes. which I think you each probably then bring a different perspective to your trio. I mean, Raquel, we were talking off air, you're from Canada.
Yeah, and pursuing a solo career for a long time, and I still get my songs played up there a little bit. And but there was, you know, Nashville's Nashville, and I'd been there a while, and the pandemic, we call it the silver lining, is this band, because I think it gave a lot of people time to slow down and gain perspective of, like, why do we love what we do? Or at least for as musicians, or I think people, you know, got new jobs or left their jobs, or, you know, to realize they weren't happy. And I realized that I love playing with other people, and I was always touring alone, and now I get to hang out with these guys.
Now you never have to be alone.
Yeah, which, you know, I find my
she
space.
Loves it.
Well, let's hear something live. You've got guitars here.
Yeah.
I think one of the things that I miss the most about the pandemic was a lack of live music. Like the feeling that you get when you're surrounded by live music. And that was kind of taken away from us. And I said, I will never take anything for granted.
Mm.
Like, and I'm not going to lie, I'm so excited to have musicians in the studio with guitars. Like, it's been over 2 years since I had somebody in here doing this. Like, I'm so excited. Like,
us too.
You know what? I'm here till 6. You guys just play all night.
All right.
I'm going to turn off my microphone. You guys just go.
Okay. We have enough.
Good. We've got The Woods live here on Q94.
We'll do a song called Carolina Girl.
Okay.
flower on a summer day. Like a song inside my heart I'll never play. But you waved me down like a traveler, pulled me in like a thief. And ever since you left Nashville, I've been looking east. So Carolina girl, won't you cross that line? Put the stars back in the Tennessee sky. Even the moon's been missing its shine since you left my world. Carolina girl, won't you burn a few miles? We can meet back where the river runs wild. Keep me on your mind, let's keep it on the line. I know you got a heart that calls you back to your home. And I don't blame you for leaving if you gotta go. But I can't stand waiting any longer, hearing it settle in dust. And I don't want this wind to blow away what's left of us. Carolina girl, won't you cross that line? Put the stars back in the Tennessee sky. Even the moon's been missing its shine since you left my world. Carolina girl, won't you burn a few miles? We can meet back where the river runs wild. Keep me on your mind, let's keep it on the line.
Like a golf clap because it's just me. I have friends in the studio. They're playing live music. My heart is happy. I don't want it to end. I'm joined with the Woods. You guys played Carolina Girl live. Big fan of that. But you also have a single out right now that we're going to play in a few minutes. And I believe that was kind of what your live stream was based about. So which came first? The chicken or the egg? The live stream or... Or the song?
The song came first, and the song was written even before the pandemic, even though it sort of was a aptly named theme song for the time.
Right.
But
I mean, I don't think the world has like put out any of its flames.
Yeah,
or
I think
anything.
It's always a timely song, unfortunately.
Talk about the backstory of this song. Did you write it? Was it a collaborative effort?
It was a collaborative effort, just sort of written out of a good time jam. And in those moments, you just kind of say whatever comes to mind. And World's on Fire came to mind, and just wrote the song around that title. And it's an ominous sounding title, but it's got a really good feel to it. And I'd say it's an optimistic take on the world being on fire.
I'm not gonna lie. When I first heard it, I was kind of like, oh, is this going to be one of those depressing, like, we didn't start the fire type songs? Yeah. Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. There's a lot of sadness and dreary and gleary and doom and gloom in the world right now. So I was kind of expecting that. And I was like, the person telling me to listen to the song was like, I think you're really going to like it. And I'm like, you know, I don't like sad songs. Like, why are you telling this? So I listened to it and I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. This is completely different than what I was expecting.
Right.
Completely different. So you guys are obviously on a radio tour right now, getting to travel the beautiful United States.
Yeah,
the whole talk a little bit about how what your favorite part of the radio tour so far has been. And I mean, obviously, I know Prairie to Sheen ranks right up there, but
yeah, top, tippy top.
Oh yeah, get to practice our French. My favorite part, honestly, which might sound cheesy, is just getting to visit the places our song is being played, because it can feel surreal at moments, you know, when someone tells you it's being played in some far off land. So I think it's just, it makes it real, and it makes it special for us too.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I keep saying this, but after the last 2 years, and I mean, everybody was hit hard by the pandemic, but live events, live entertainment took an especially hard hit, because getting out and doing this is your livelihood. If you've been in Nashville, this was all you knew how to do. You know, you weren't on salary. You weren't, you know, getting a you were getting regular paychecks, but not, you know, from the man that you punched a clock to.
Yeah.
So I feel like as consumers of live music, we were like, no, I want that back. But talk a little bit about as entertainers, like, that was almost like a full stop moment for so many of you, because everything that you'd ever known to do was now taken from you.
Yeah. I mean, that's truly the inspiration behind doing a live stream. It sounds stupid to talk about it now, because we get to come out and meet people like you who are like real people and real humans.
Yeah, I know. It's so fun.
But I mean, we were going insane, and we did the only thing that we know how to do is play music. And
well, we were also inspired by Drake White, who we actually got to, Dan wrote a song with him, and we were featured on his latest record that he put out on a song called Rainbow. But he was actually doing a fabulous live stream. And
I think I was on some of the Zooms with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's amazing.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Like, I've seen him live a few times, and...
Yeah,
so he had us on his live stream during the pandemic, and it really like sparked the we could do it, maybe not at this scale, but Leland got the sound really great, and I would post about it on Instagram. That was my contribution.
Hey, everybody has their role.
No, for sure. But yeah, I mean, I think everyone was going crazy, and we did what we know how to do, is play music, but there's still an audience out there that could still connect with us. The greatest thing about the internet is that you can connect with everyone so easily. Mm-hmm. And so it was so awesome to be like, you know, we got this big screen TV in front of us, and we see all the comments popping up, and it's like, we're having conversations with people about our music.
It sort of feels normal.
It was a little strange singing to cameras, you know?
Yeah.
And finishing songs and it being silent.
Yep.
And of course we got used to it, and now, like you said, it's been 2 years. We still don't take it for granted being in public and seeing people's faces and hearing applause when a song finishes, or in the middle of a song you do something cool, having people react right then and there. It's not lost on us. We're really grateful to be back. And
I joked that everybody with Zoom and everything finally got what it feels like to be a radio DJ, where you're having a conversation in a room by yourself.
Yeah.
And hoping somebody else is picking up what you're throwing down. So you guys know what it feels like now.
True.
Yeah,
but talking about staying connected with people, social media, big part of being, you know, a band, especially in 2022. So if people want to connect with you, if people want to find the live stream that we've been talking about, how do they find it?
Well, on
there's a whole thing called google.com that I'm sure if you type in The Woods Music, you're going to find it. But Tell them specifically.
Yeah, on all of our socials, that's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, you name it, we are Who Are The Woods.
Oh, because, see?
Because we know everyone's wondering,
who are the
who
woods?
Who are they? Yeah. What's now, in the woods?
What do they look like? How good looking are they?
Right.
If you want to make it easy on yourself.
They have good voices for the radio.
If you want to make it easy on yourself, you can go to our website, which is getintothewoods.com.
Which is what we want you to do.
Yes, yes.
Get into the woods.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming. Like I said, we could sit and chat all night long, and I would let you play music all night long, but I feel like you probably have places to go and other radio stations to visit. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Check them out online. Thanks so much. It's The Woods here on Q94. And this is their current single, World's on Fire on Q94.